Amos Lamed Amar Aleph at the bottom. Amar Rabbi Abba Bar Rav Chat Adam Amar Rabbi Yitzchak. Pam Echad, once, Shochu, we forgot the Isma, the wrist middle knife. V'lo Haviu Isma Me'erev Shabbos. We didn't bring it Erev Shabbos, so what did we do? V'Haviu B'Shabbos. So we brought it on Shabbos, Derech Gagot v'Derech Chatzerot. They didn't want to go through Yishus HaRabi, so they went over the roofs and through the Chatzeros. Shalom Ratzon Rebbe Eliezer. Not like the way Rebbe Eliezer wanted. Yesterday we had a machloket in the Mishnah between Rebbe Eliezer and Rebbe Akiva. The machloket is basically on whether Makshiri Mitzvah, Makshiri Mila is Dokri Shabbos. Everybody knows Yom HaShmini, the Mila itself, you could do even on Shabbos. The question is on Makshiri Mila. For example, having the Ismail, doing things that are unique for the Mila, but aren't the Mila itself. For example, if you forgot the knife, can you bring the knife to Rishus Ravim on Shabbos? Rabbi Eliezer says you can. As a matter of fact, you should do it Megula, you show it off, it's of the Chavivas of the Mitzvah, that you're doing Mila on Shabbos. Rabbi Kiva says, Ein Makshiri Mila Dochim Shabbos. Says it's not Doka the Shabbos. If you didn't bring the Ismail Arab Shabbos, you can't bring it. So what they did over here is they forgot it and they brought it through Derek Gagot or Derek Chatzeros, not like the way of Rebbe Eliezer. So Rebbe Eliezer says to do it in Rishus HaRabim. Maki Flav Rebbe Yosef, Shalom Ratzon Rebbe Eliezer. Is this not like the Ratzon of Rebbe Eliezer? Who is it like? It's not Rebbe Akiva, because he says you can't bring it at all. Adababa, Rebbe Eliezer, who Deshari? He's the one who allows Makshire Mila to be done on Shabbos. So what do you mean it's not the Ratzon of Rebbe Eliezer? It is. Vechitema, and whenever we have a Vechitema in the Gemara, it's always a Havamina that we're going to be Docha. I'm going to give an idea of who it should, what should be over here. Vechitema, you know, right, it's Shalom V'Ratzon Rebbe Eliezer. It's not like Rebbe Eliezer. This is the Sharia Fila Rishus HaRabim. Rebbe Eliezer's Shita is you bring it out Megula and Rishus HaRabim. The fact that this guy went through Chatzeros and Gagos surely showed that he doesn't hold like Shita's Rebbe Eliezer. This he's holding that you can't bring it out in, however you want. Ella, the Chitim, that it's not like the Ratzon of Rebbe Eliezer, rather the Shita's of Rabbanim, which is Rebbe Akiva, which is that you're not. That Makshiri Mila is not Doche the Shabbos. Ela Ratzon Rabbanan, the Asur Rishus HaRabim. And that's only in Rishus HaRabim. Visharo Derech Gagos V'Derech Chatzeros. We want to say it's like this. It's not like Rebbe Eliezer. Because if it was like Rebbe Eliezer, he should have done it straightforward. Rather, it should be like the Shitas of Rabbanan. And Rabbanan, when they ushered of bringing the Ismail out on Shabbos, that was only Rishus HaRabim. But Derech Gagos V'Derech Chatzeros V'Kafifos. Sorry. Shlo Ratzon Ela Rabbanan the Asri Derek Shuzavai Mishor Derek Gagos Derek Chatzeros Derek and Kafifos. But it will be like Shitas Rabbanan. And on that we immediately question, Umi Shari, is it true in Shitas Rabbanan, which is Rebbe Akiva, that we're not Doche Shabbos on Makshiri Mila to allow it through? Chatzeros and Gagos and Kafifos. A Kafifa, we're going to see in a minute, just explained, is an enclosed area that's under Beit Satayim. That's not a Chatzer. So a bigger area, an enclosed area. Mishari, is it that they really hold that it's Mutter V'Atanya? I'll bring a Baisa. Kishem She'ein Mavim Oto Derech Rishu Survavim, the Shitas Chachamim. Just like we find that you don't bring the Ismail Rishu Survavim. Kach Ein Mavim Oto Derech Gagos v'lo derech kafifos, v'lo derech chatzeros. You can't bring it anywhere. You can't bring it. You can't bring it through the gagos, the derech kafifos, and the derech chatzeros. And this brisa is talking about Erev Pesach, which falls out on Shabbos, and you have a kid that was born. It's time for another bris mila. There's a halacha in Korban Pesach that if your own child doesn't have a bris mila, you cannot bring up a Korban Pesach. So things are really on the line over here. And Alpha P, you can't cheat this Rabbanan is, just like you can't bring in a Rishus HaRabim, you can't bring the Ismail at all, and you're not even going to do a Bris Mila in such a circumstance like Erev Shabbos, and you want to bring up the Korban Pesach. So at this point, Rav Abba Ravada, or Rav Yitzchak, the one that said that they brought it Derek Kagos, Derek Katsiros. It's not like Shita's Rebbe Eliezer, because for Shita's Rebbe Eliezer, you could just bring it in with Shita's Rabbi. So it's certainly not like Rebbe Eliezer. It's not like Shita's Rabbanan, because Rabbanan says you can't bring it at all. So who is this Breiser going like? Who is this Meiser going like? Elo mi Ravashi. Ravashi says, Shalom Ritzon Rebbe Eliezer. Oh, sorry. Ella, this is what we just spoke out. Elo mi Ravashi, Shalom Ritzon Rebbe Eliezer Umach Lakhato. It's not like Rebbe Eliezer, and it's not like the one who's cholik on Rebbe Eliezer. Ella, it's Beretzon Rebbe Shimon. A third shita that we have now in this machloket. The Tanan, Rebbe Shimon Omer, Echad Gagot, Echad Karfifot, Echad Chatzerot. All these areas over here, and Rashi's going to explain exactly what the parameters of this are. Kulam Rishut Achad Lekelim. They are considered one Rishut for Kelim. Meaning, if you travel from the Gag to the Kafifa to the Chatzer on Shabbos with Kalim, you're allowed to do it. Sheshavto betocham, a kli that was found inside them. Meaning, if you left something on your roof, you could travel over your friend's roofs and everything to bring it to another location on Shabbos. V'lo kalim sheshavto betocham bayit, but not kalim that are found in one's house. Meaning, if the Ismail is in the house, you cannot take it out of the house to bring it into the chatzer, which now you can bring it into the gag and the kafifot. But if it's found in the chatzer, all these are considered one rishut. Let's see Rashi, and we'll discuss these three shitas. Derek Kagos, Derek Chatzeros, Shalom Eru Zu Im Zu. They don't have an Eruv together, meaning each one of them has an Eruv, an Eruv within itself. But the Gag and the Chatzer weren't Orev together. So you can see the Rabbanim. This isn't mid the Rabbanim that it's also to go from Chatzer to Chatzer over here. That was the Shita in the Mishnah that they allowed him to, in the Gemara, that they allowed him to take the Yizmah. Shalom Rishus Rebbe Eliezer Machlachotol. Come on, the Rebbe Eliezer feel Rishus of Avim Shoy. Because Rebbe Eliezer says you're allowed to just do the Rishus of Avim. The Inahu and these guys. The Aite Derech Chatzeros, Kali Daite to In Makshiri Mila Dokhne Shabbos. From the fact that they brought it Derech Chatzeros, they revealed their intentions that they hold Makshiri Mitzvah is not Dokhne Shabbos Mila. Because if it was Dokhne Shabbos, you just bring it in Mishu Sarabim. So they're not like Rebbe Eliezer. Vishalob Ritzona Chalukim, they're not like the ones that are Cholokon Rebbe Eliezer that hold that Makshiri Mila is not Dokhne Shabbos. I love the Assyri, the Asrei, there are Chatzeros. This Rabbi Kiva and the Rabbanin hold that there's an Issa to go bring the Israel through Derech Chatzeros. The Amiru Chachamim Divrayim, the Issa Shavut, Alpha Makam Chorus. That the Rabbanin set up their Issa, the Issa of the Rabbanin, even in a place with his Chorus. For example, the kids that we mentioned before, Erev Pesach is Shabbos, and you have to do a Bris Milah. If you don't do the Bris Milah on the kid and have the Korban Pesach, this historic chorus going on over there. Even in that case, the Rabbanim made their mid Rabbanim so strong that it's stocher a chorus over here. Elibert, son Rabbi Shimon. Shemata af ledavar rishus. Rabbi Shimon allows you to davar rishus. If you want to bring anything, a piece of food over, anything you want to bring over the chatzeros and the gadlos, you're allowed to bring, even if they weren't more of biyacha, if they were more of as long as there's an Eruv on them within themselves, it's just not Eruv together. For example, I have my house and my property, I made an Eruv in my house and my chatzir. My next door neighbor, and here right now, is Yaakov here? Yaakov also did a bayit in a chatzir, and he has one, but we didn't do it together. So you have mine in his, so normally you can't transfer. According to Rabbi Shimon, there's no problem. If something's in my chatzir, I can bring it to Rabbi Yaakov's chatzir on Shabbos. The reason for Rabbi Shimon is the Mishnah Berurah mentions that since a chatzir and a gag is not, it's not miyuchad the tashmish and it's not tadir, therefore we don't give it a chilik reshut, and therefore you're allowed to make mitaltel from one to the other without an eruv. That's what they bring down over here. It's not such a kavius of use that therefore we can move them as long as there's an eruv on them, even though they're not eruvim together. Elibert on Rabbi Shimon. Shemata af ledavar rishus. The Tanan, Rabbi Shimon, Omer Echad Gagot, V'chulei. Afilo Haim Shel Bali Harbe, even if it's for many owners, over here Metalkli Mizelazet, you can transfer from one to the other. The law asks from Rishus to Rishus Elabatim. The only thing that we ask it from Rishus to Rishus is from the houses. Karfifo, what's a karfifo? Im Shel Beit Satayim. If you have an enclosed area, this is in Hilchos Erevin, you have a lot of problems with kafifos. If you have an enclosed area that is a beit satayim, you're allowed to travel within it. To im yoter, if it's more than a beit satayim, velo hukuf l'dira, and it's not enclosed for living space, rather it's just an enclosed area. Kari le'vishus achad l'gabi chaver or l'gabi chatz l'talpul beis amos bezeo beis amos bezeo. It has a din, it's not like Rishus Rabbi, but you can't walk more than Dalar Amos within a kafifot, with an object. But what you do allow with a kafifot, that I'm allowed to go from two Amos to mine to two Amos to my neighbor's kafifot or his chatzar, just two Amos each two, I can take out of the Rishut of the kafifot and bring it to Rishus of something else. That we allow. So Rebbe Shimon holds sheshaftu b'tocham, as long as the kli was in the midst of the chatzir or the gag, if it's resting in it, shekikadish hayom, when Shabbos came in, hayu b'tocham, it was in the midst of the gag or the chatzir, v'lo b'tocham b'ayin, as long as it was not in the house. So this Ismail had to have been in the chatzir or the roof when Shabbos came in. The ilu shafta kelim bebayit, if they were sitting in his house when Shabbos came in, lo mipoy ehad lo evu bnei beit yachatzir defilu mebayit lachatzir lo yotzi kli abayit. We're not talking about where you didn't make an eruv over here between the bnei beit yachatzir. Because there, even from the house to the chatzir would be asa. Ela filu evu, even if you made an eruv from your house to your chatzir, and my friend made a Eruv from his house to his chatzir. And metatlim abayit l'chatzir, I could bring it from my house to the chatzir. Lo yotzi kli abayit mechatzir zu l'chaverta. But I cannot take it from my house into my chatzir and now into my friend's chatzir. That we don't allow. Shalo yavo ima. So the case is basically like this. We have three shitas going on. Rav Eliezer holds that mila and makshiri mitzvah, all the things that you need for mila is docha the Shabbos. You can do it in Rishus Rabbim, you can do it any way you want, you can bring it in. The cholkim, the rabbanon who are cholik on Rebbe Eliezer, holds that ein makshiri mitzvah docha the Shabbos, only the mitzvah itself you can do on Shabbos. Anything else you have to bring in erev Shabbos. Rebbe Shimon holds that all chatzeros, gagos, and kafifot, you don't need an Erev to combine them all. Therefore, you can, if the Ismail is in your Chatzer, you can travel it through Rishus Rabbim. Rishus of the Chatzeros and Gagos. The person over here obviously held, like the Chachamim, that you can't, that ain't Makshiri Mila is Docha the Shabbos. It's not Docha the Shabbos. But he held like Rabbi Shimon, that you're allowed to bring it derech chatzeros and derech gagos. So there we have the shita going in, and that's both halachas, by the way. Halacha is ein makshiri mila docha the Shabbos, but we passing like Rabbi Shimon, also that you could go derech chatzeros. There's a question that Tosfos brings down in the name of the Rashba, that according to Rebbe Eliezer, we have a little bit of a problem. It says shelo k'Rebbe Eliezer. It's not like Rebbe Eliezer, because if it's Rebbe Eliezer, you could do mishusa. We have a klal that over here, when something's docha, another thing, and asa is docha the lotasa, we have a klal like that. Nil is docha Shabbos. But if you do it in a way that you could mekayin everything, you're mechoyev to do it. We're going to see later on in our perek over here. If you have something that's an asa, docha lotasa, but you could do both the asa and the lotasa, no problem, you're mechoyev to do both of them. So over here with Rebbe Eliezer, we have the problem. Rebbe Eliezer holds just to an Rishus Rabbim. But if you could do it derech chatzeros and gagos and not be over the issur d'oraisa and be over them in the rabbanon, you should be able to do it. So when we said our gemara over here, it's not like the ratzon of Rebbe Eliezer. It's not true. The ratzon of Rebbe Eliezer is you if you don't have to be dochet, don't be dochet. Tosfos asks the question in the name of the Rashba, and he leaves it like that.
Yesterday you said that mila is not doiche, but it's...
So it's clearly, my chavrusa pointed out to me yesterday, he brought me various writers that it's not a din of hutra. because we even see Rashi before says it's doch, and even the lashon of the Mishnah. If you didn't bring it Erev Shabbos, bring it on Shabbos. If it's a din in the Hutra, then who cares? What do you mean you have to do it Erev Shabbos? So that was clearly wrong, that Rebbe Eliezer holds it in the Hutra. It's Dechoy Shabbos. And if it's Dechoy, if you could be Mekayim, the Shabbos, you have to do it. So the Tosfot Vash brings down that since by going over Chatzeros and Gagos, you're going to delay it in any manner at all, once you're delaying it, that's not called being Mekayim both of them.
Why very pikuach
what?
It's not pikuach nefesh.
It's not pikuach nefesh, but the case over here, there's no pikuach nefesh. We just want to know, if you could do both of them, you have to do both, you have to mekayim both of them. Since one of them takes a little bit longer than the other one, that's not called being mekayim both of them. That's how the Tosfot Rosh brings it down. The Rosh Bo asked the question, and Tosfot has not been given an answer. But that was an answer that was brought down in the, come out all this far and bring down this Tosfot Rosh. Okay, so that's our sheet is over here. And we found a way to bring it through the Chatzer and the Gagos, even though we're passing like Shitas Rabbanan, that Ein Makshir Mila is Doch the Shabbos. For those who've been learning Mishnah Yomi and are holding in Erev, it's a good Gemara to review over here. We'll see why we're bringing down this Gemara, and immediately it's going to come back to our case above. Rabbi Zeira asked Rabbi Asi, a mavoi shelo nishat tefu bo, a mavo that you didn't do shitufin. Let me explain. I have a picture here in this book. We're going to be starting Erevin in about 2 months in Amud Yomi. It's very good to get this book. It's a very, very nice sefer, and the pictures are very good. I haven't seen anything wrong with it. But I haven't learned Erevin yet. Okay, I'm going to use this picture over here. You have a bunch of houses in a chatzer over here. Each one has two houses. We're going to see why you need two houses at the bottom of the yam. Opening up into a chatzer. All the chatzer are now opening up to a mavoi. Now what happened over here is they did not make a shituf in the mavoi, meaning there's no erev in this mavoi. We want to know if you keep carrying it. We'll see what it means exactly. Mavoi shalom nishtatufu bo. You didn't word mishtatuf in it. That's mishtatuf means you didn't make an erev between the different chatzeros for the mavoi. Mao letatul betochem. What's the din if something was found in the midst of the mavoi on Shabbos? For example, you left the Ismail over here. Can I travel it through the mavoi on Shabbos? Or you left a piece of bread over here. Can I walk through it? Meaning it's found in the mavoi on Shabbos. Can I bring it through it? Ma'al l'tatl b'kula. Mi'at rina. Is it that we say it's k'chatzir dami? It has a din like a chatzir. My chatzir. Just like a chatzir. Even if you didn't make an eruv in the chatzer, mutar letalta b'tochem. In an enclosed chatzer, you're allowed, if something is found, piece of clothing, piece of food, in one part of the chatzer, you're allowed to bring it in the other part of the chatzer. Hanami, also over here, the mavoi. Afal gav delo nishtatfu bo, mutar letalta b'kulam. Even though you didn't make an eruv with all the members, you're allowed to carry within it. Of course, you can't carry from the chatzer to the mavoi. And you can't carry it from the mavoi to the reshus of rabbi. But within the mavoi itself, you should be able to carry it. Does a mavoi have a din like the chotzer that you're allowed to carry in the mavoi?
A chotzer you can carry, just as before, in the case before, that the chotzer had an eruv.
Fine. But even if it doesn't have an eruv over here. Within the eruv, I'm allowed to carry within the... We're talking about, you have your chotzer. Lachor, let me just check over here. I don't think there's an eruv on it. No, there's no eruv in the chatzer. If something is found in my chatzer, I'm allowed to walk around my chatzer with it. I'm just not allowed to bring it from my house to the chatzer, and not from the chatzer to outside, and not from my chatzer to another chatzer. But within the chatzer itself, you're allowed to move. So the question is, does the mavo have the same din as this? That you can travel from the mavo? Does it have a din like a chatzer? Or Dilma, lo dami l'chatzer. It's not similar to a chatzer. Why? The chutz at the 8 dalad mechitzos. The maisa chutz is surrounded by dalad mechitzos. The mavo is open up on one side. You need a hecker or something, or in some kind of eivon. Lately dalad mechitzos, and the mavo doesn't have dalad mechitzos. Inami chutz at 8 late yurim. A chutz is lived in. It's attached to a house. Ha lately pidurim. And this is not. No houses are attached to the mavo. Shatu v'lo me'aleid midi. He didn't know. He was quiet. He didn't say anything. Rashi. Shalun ishtat fupo. The mavo is not. They didn't make an erev on it. Erev de chatzeros per mavo kari shituf. An erev chatzeros that all the members that are attached to the mavo, when they come together and they make an erev in the mavo, is called a shituf. Okay? Maho letatlo betochem bekulam bekulo kelim sheshavta betochem. Can you travel in the midst of it on a kli that was found in it when Shabbos came in? To bring from the chatzir to the midst of the mavoi is pshita tzasa. So to from it to the chatzir, if you didn't have an erev. We're talking about you didn't took an erev and you want to travel with something in the mavoi. Ma chatzal fakav. Dlo evo harbi batim bechatzir biyachad. You didn't do them together. Fiyatzal lahaknis lotzim batim lechatzir mechatzal batim. Maybe you didn't make an erev on it. I'm not positive. Mutilatatum mitochum, and you'll have to travel within it. Ma nimsa bitocho. Whatever is nimsa bitocho, I mean, God of Shahotzim in a bite, litochum, derek malbush. Poshtonum mitatum bikulam divrei hakol. Seems over here that it could be that there was an air made over here. No need to have to carry a cutter. Okay. That's the case over here. Now Rashi is going to bring derek agav. Very important Rashi for understanding everything over here. The gimel machloket he be'eruvin. There are three machlokets in when we're dealing with eruvin. Prepare kol agados. L'divrei Rabbi Meir, gagin rishus liatzma. A gag is a separate rishus. U'metatlin mizel lezeh, you'll have to travel from one to the other. Afilo shel ba'alim harbeh. Even many. The chatzeros rishus liatzma, and all chatzeros are rishus liatzma. L'tatlin mizel lezeh. That you can travel from one chatzer to the other chatzer below eruv. Kalim sheshavta betochem. Again, I could travel from my chatzir to my neighbor's chatzir. Aval lo migagim lechatziros vekafifos, and not gagim lechatziros vekafifos lechus liatzman. According to Rabbi Meir, each one is a separate rishus. A gag is all the gagim are rishus. So if you have a lot of gags attached to each other, or chatziros or kafifos, you're allowed to travel from one to the other, but not a gag to a chatzir, and not a chatzir to a kafifa. The divrei chachamim, gagim v'chatzeros rishus achas. The gagim and the chatzeros, you can travel from one to the other. They're considered the same rishus. The kafifos rishus achas, and the kafifos is considered a separate rishus. It's rishus b'fnei atzma, and therefore you can't travel from a kafifa to a chatzer, but a chatzer to a gag you can. Well, the divrei Rabbi Shimon that we saw already, kulam rishus achad chutz min abatim. They're all one rishus. According to this machloket, Tosfos mentioned that the case we had before, the original case that you brought the Israel on Erev Shabbos and you brought it derek the gagos and derek chatzeros, that's what's according to Rabbi Meir's shita. And if it was just all chatzeros, it'd even be according to the Rabbanan's shita over here. Reason why we brought down Rabbi Shimon, and specifically Rabbi Shimon, is because the halakha is like Rabbi Shimon. Inami chatzer eight beit yurim, koloma asoy lishtamish bo tadir. There's diurim, meaning you're using it all the time. Mako, you don't use all the time. Ha ein bo diurim. You live in your house. You use the chatzeros from the tashmish from the house, but not the mavoi. So we didn't know if a mavoi has a din like chatzer or not. That was the question he asked Rabbi Ami, and Rabbi Ami didn't answer him. Zimni, once, ishkache, I found Rabbi Ami, that he was sitting, the atvei, the karma, and he was reviewing some limudi, right? He was saying, he said, "Only Rabbi Shimon ben Lakish." There was a case of Rabbi Shimon Lakish, Mishum Rabbi Yehuda Hanasi. The case over there, Pam Echad Shachu, they didn't bring the Ismail on Shabbos. Follow our view, Ismail Mir Shabbos. We have view over Shabbos, and they brought on Shabbos. And everybody's like, how in the world can they do this? You can't just stop bring the Ismail on Shabbos. How can you put aside Shita's Rabbanan and do like Rabbi Eliezer? Chada, for two reasons. Why? Chadad Rebbe Eliezer Shemute. He's called Shemute. What is Shemute? Rashi says, Am zimni pam echad ashkachi Rebbe Zeru le Rebbe Yami. Shemute ho. Bechu. They put him in Cherem. They put him in Cherem. Kedamina be'azav. In the case over there, in Zav, that was the case of the oven of Achnai, that he insisted on it being his shita, and the Chachamim ruled against him, and they put him in the Cherem. It's really Yachin not accepting the Rabbim. Well, be Talmud Yushalmi, before Shemutayam, who be Talmud Yishamayim. Here's from the Talmud of Shamayim. One, so we don't paskin like him. Shemutay. He says it's the din of a Shemutay home. For Od, Yachi, Verabim, Halacha Kavabim. And more, it's the Rabbim over here. So how did he paskin like Rebbe Eliezer? For Omer Revoshia, Revoshia was sitting over there. Shali that Rebbe Yehuda HaGozer. I asked Rebbe Yehuda the Moel. The Omer Lid, you know what the case was over there? Mavoi Shalom Nishtatifu Bo. It was a case of a Mavoi that they weren't Mishtatif in. It didn't have an Erev in it. And they poured it from one end of the Mavoi to the other end of the Mavoi. Oh, but we heard this. Rebbe Zira heard this from Ravasi going over his Lumudim. You know, a while before he asked him the question, what is the Namavoi? Can you answer it? He didn't know. And all of a sudden, he's repeating a case where it's clearly the Pesach is in the case. Omelei, Sfirlei Lamar Mavoi Shalom Nishtatfu Mutal Etatla Dekulo. Does Mar hold now that a Mavoi that you didn't make an Erev in that you Mutal Etatla Dekulo? Omelei, in? Yes. You see it clearly from this case. Once I asked you, for lo amadli, and you didn't say anything to me. Dilma, agav, shiitimfach rehit lach kamircha. Maybe in the midst of reviewing your learning, you just remembered it over now. You just remembered it now. And the answer is amadli, and exactly that's what happened. Agav, shiatfa rehit li kamri. Since I was reviewing the case over here, I remembered the limud, this case over here of every Oshia. And the case is clear that a mavoi that you didn't make an erev in, you're allowed to use on Shabbos to travel from one end of the mavoi to the other end of the mavoi. Rashi, Omer of Oshia, Liotim Shahaya Kasha Leim and Masha Shamu. To those that it was difficult from that they heard that they're traveling on Shabbos within Israel, Shalit the Rebbe Yehuda Goza Hamala Tino, because he asked the Moel. Fiatim and High Risha, they brought it from one end of the Mavoi to the other end of the Mavoi. Shahaya Tinuk Babayit Shabarosha Mavoi. The Tinuk was in the house in the end of the Mavoi. The Ismail Babayit Barosha Acher was on the other side. Shekinegdo Adkan Divri Rebbe Yassi. That's what Rebbe Yassi.
You say from the house to the Mavoi, you're not allowed.
Maybe the Tinuk was in the, obviously it was in the Mavoi. You're allowed to bring it in the Mavoi.
That's what she says, Babayit.
Ismail was in the house.
The Tinoch was in the house and this Muslim was in the house.
Well, it opposite ends.
What?
Well, it opposite ends.
Yeah?
Yeah.
But it's in the house.
We even both in the houses.
But you weren't allowed to bring from the house to the marble, only within the marble itself. Good. Okay, all right. Anyone have a question? Oh, yeah? Do you remember what he says?
He had all the Matasyahu coming ahead of
him. Okay, it's a bit fair. The Rashi's fair. Ain't Akhenami. Omele Rebbe Zeira, Amel, Tzvir Lei Lamar, Mid Amel Lei, Ha, Velo Kasha, Zidu Kasha, Lach, Bein Midi, Tzvir, Lach, Motel, Letatel, Bekulam. We see that you'll have to travel through the whole model. Hachi Garcinan, Vahad Zimnim, Boi Minach, Velo Amar Dilma, Agav, Shita, Vatilach. Once I asked you and you didn't tell me, maybe when the midst of you going over this case, you remember this din. Kishahai to shantuf pikirsa. When you were going over your kirsa, your limudim, Lechazal is Shemua Zu de Reish Lakish. When you're going over the halacha that Reish Lakish said, you remember now this to Rebbe Yoshia Bahada, the Yitmola. If you remember now this din of Rebbe Yoshia that came with the case of Reish Lakish, that what he said. Okay, so that's basically that case, and that's we can see clearly why we brought down this case from our midst, from our case that we're dealing with now. Okay, we're back into, we're dealing now for a little bit more, or going into tomorrow, in the case of Eruvin, Itmar, into Eruv Chatzeros and Shituf Mavot, Itmar. Omer Rebbe Zera, Omer Rav, Mavoi Shelo Nishtatavu, you didn't make an Eruv in it, Bo, Ein Metaltalim Bo, Ela B'Dalat Amos, you can't be Metaltalim except Dalat Amos. Now, we just had that. You can't be metaphorical, and he's not really explaining what he said, what he means over there. Oh, my Abaya, I'm Milta, I'm a Rebbe Zera, Volo Pirsha. This thing that Rebbe Zera said, he didn't explain it. He didn't say in what circumstances over here are you allowed to, you only allowed to travel Dalat Amos in a Mavo. Adiata Rababar Avua until Rababar Avua came, O Pirsha. He explained it. Yomer Rev Nachman, Omer Rababar Avua, Omer Rav. Here's the case over here. Mavoi shelo nishtatfu bo eruvi chatzeros. If a mavoi shelo nishtatfu bo eruvi chatzeros imabatim ein metatlim bo. Sorry. A mavoi that you didn't make an eruv in the mavoi, but you made an eruv of the chatzeros with the batim. In that case, ein metatlim bo. So here's the case. You didn't make a shituf in the mavot, but you made a eruv in your chatzeros in your with your houses. In that case, ein metaklim bo. You cannot travel in the mavot except for dalat amos, elav dalat amos. Lo eruv chatzeros imabatim. But if you did not make a eruv with your chatzeros to your houses, mutar l'taklu bekulam. So here's the cases. We have two cases of the mavot. Here's our picture again. In the case where you made a Erev Chatzeros with your house and your Chatzer, you're not allowed to travel in the Mavo. If you didn't make any Chatzeros over here, you're allowed to travel with the Mavo completely. Now the obviously question is going to be, what's the difference? Right? When you make an Erev in your house to your Chatzer, I cannot travel in the Mavo. When I didn't make an Erev in my house to my Chatzer, I can travel in the Mavo. Okay, obviously the question of the Gemara is immediately going to be asked. Omele Rev Chanina, Choza, Lababa, Mashna. What's the difference between the two cases? It seems like the opposite over here. If I make an Eruv in my house with my Chatzer, all of a sudden I can't travel in my Mavel. If I didn't make any Eruv at all, I can travel in my Mavel. Let's see, Rashi. Velo Pirshu. Eimetime Mepet Eimetasa. When he says that you can only travel Dalat Amos in the Mavel, he didn't explain when is it Mutter, when is it Asar. If you made an Eruv to your houses and your Chatzer, that you could travel now from your house to your Chatzer. Meaning they made proper Eruv Chatzeros, I mean you could travel from the houses to the Chatzer and from the Chatzer to the other Chatzer, but they were never Nishtatfu in the Mavoi. Mavoi. They never made it in the Mavoi. In that case, ain mitatfilin b'mavoi filu kelim sheshafte b'tocho ele b'dalat amos. In the case where you made proper eruvim in your house, in your chatzer, you cannot travel in the Mavoi. Lo eruv chatzeros v'lo imabatim. If you didn't make a eruv between your house and your chatzer, sheasorim b'nei abatim lahotzi mebeteihem lechatzeros. In the case now, I cannot bring from my house to my chatzer. In that case, mutar l'tatfu bikulam. I'm allowed to travel, I'm allowed to carry in the whole mavoi. Kelim sheshaftu b'tocho, anything that was left in it. Look, I'm in my first time, and we're going to explain the reasoning right now. Well, tomorrow. We're going to give the first reason right now, which we're going to b'tocho. Omer le Rebbe Chanina choza l'rabba, maishna. What's the difference between? And he's going to give a difference right now. Ki eruv chatzeros im batim, the nitku chatzeros v'nasu batim. When I made, again, we have the house, the chatzer, and the mavoi. When I make the Erev Chatzeros with the house and the chatzer, what am I basically saying? When I'm saying that the chatzer is part of the house. It's part of the house. I cut off the chatzer from the mavoi. It's not a house chatzer mavoi. And now it's just a house mavoi. Because by connecting the chatzer to the house, I'm making the house, the chatzer, like my house over here. Let's see the words inside again. Ki ervo chatzeros im batim. When you were mi'uriv the chatzer with the house, the nitku chatzeros, you cut off the chatzer from the mavoi, the nasa batim. And it's just a big house now. It's a house attached to the mavoi. So why is that a problem? For Rav the Taimei, and Rav is like his Taimei. Jump down, Taimei. The Omer Rav, Ein ha-mavoi nita belechi v'kara, achu batim v'chatzeros pesuchim mitzolcham. Rav holds that the only time, normally with a mavoi like this, what do I need to make it that I can travel with it? What I need either lechi, a little something sticking out of it as a heker, or a kora, or a board going on it. If you have one of those two things, I can travel in the mavoi. He says, what is that? Only when you have a house and a chatzer that's opening up to it. Over here, what's the problem? V'hacha, batim ikav. You have houses opening up to the mavoi. Chatzeros lekav. You don't have chatzeros opening up to it. So this is the reason why when I make an Erev Chatzeros and I'm making it either like one big house, you have a problem according to Rav that you need houses and chatzeros that open up to my mavoi.
We're speaking in this mavoi.
Yes.
That's a koiro and a lechi or without?
There's no koiro or lechi. We want to know if you can travel within the midst of the mavoi. Meaning I left something in one side of the mavoi, I want to travel to the other side of the mavoi.
And here he's talking about with a mavoi and a lechi.
No, even in the case before, there's no mavoi. This case is qualifying the case before. The case before, you could travel in all the mavoi. In what kind of case is that? Where you did not have an Eruv Chatzeros. There was no Eruv Chatzeros, meaning you have a house with a chatzer opening up into a mavoi, then you could travel along the whole mavoi. But if you have an Eruv between the house and the chatzer, meaning now it's just like one big house, you cannot travel more than Dalet Amos in that mavoi, even in the case above. Rashi, v'nasu batim, batlu legabi batim. The chatzer is now made into a house, it becomes batlu legabi batim, v'ein sham chatzeros olam. There is no chatzeros. And now, according to Rav, you need batim v'chatzeros. Shnei batim, you need two houses. V'suchim l'shnei chatzeros, you need to open up to two chatzeros. And over here, we only have a house, but we don't have there's a house, but there's no chatzer. Because of that, we can't travel into it. Tomorrow, we're going to continue on in this case. We're going to be doche this and explain the full parameter of the case.